Well, we keep saying it over and over. These are unprecedented times, going through something we've never really gone through before. And yet, our next guest has helped a lot of businesses over many, many, many years weather financial storms, helping to right size and downsize and transition through, you know, whether it's their own crisis or, you know, a big financial nationwide crisis. Jim McTeevy has been doing this with McTeevy and Associates for, I hate to tell people this, Jim, but you've been doing this, what, over 60 years, haven't you?
Yes, isn't it a shame?
I think it's fantastic. Jim, how are you doing?
Great, great. Thank you so much, Paul, for your interest. Yes, these are unprecedented times. They follow an unprecedented period of prosperity. The markets were, you know, just 30 days ago, reaching all-time highs. We've had low unemployment. And the bottom line is we have a society and a workforce that is not experienced in facing any kind of very, very serious upheaval in our society like this. I like to suggest that the older the person is, the more they can relate, because they've seen several serious recessions. They witnessed and were part of the double-digit interest rates in the 70s and the early 80s, the stock market crashes, armed, you know, conflicts, our nation's 9/11 tragedy. But, you know, I'd like to suggest that all of those, just like coronavirus, they weren't created by us, and they're not governed by us. And I'd like to suggest that we're not going to be able to resolve this immediately. My advice is time. You know, it's like life, life-solving problems that I've dealt with in businesses and families for years. And the ingredient that I use to help them solve the problem is time. Because with time, most of these problems can be mitigated or resolved. Because, you know, the circumstances and events that aren't available now don't exist in a present. You know, they become available. And the problems we face today are usually not the problems we face tomorrow. Yeah. So my advice to people now, and business people particularly, for time to pass, is to work with what you have now in the present and make decisions based on what you know today, not what you think the future may bring. Yeah. One of the many things I've learned, Paul, over time, is that only humans like to live in the future, unlike animals, which can only live in the present. So a lot of what we're going through here now is fear about the future.
Yeah.
And we can't go there. You know, today's the day we worried about yesterday. We need to learn to take it, as the famous Eagle rock musician that I like always played, a big hit was "One Day at a Time."
Right, right.
And that's what you got to do.
See,
one day at a time.
Folks that have been doing this for a long time know a thing or two, and you've seen a thing or two over the years as well. I think what's interesting about this, and you mentioned it right off the top, Jim, is that we were in this sort of unprecedented period of prosperity in the country when all of a sudden it came to a screeching halt. Do you think that it will be able to take off again, as maybe not as quickly, but will the economy be strong once we come out of this? Is it going to take a long time to pull out of this? Are we going to see an extended period of recession or even depression coming out of COVID-19?
I wouldn't like to use the word depression, but I think we're going to be suffering some fairly serious financial circumstances, and I'll use the word loosely, foreseeable future, because our society is not in North America. Our society is global. A lot of the prosperity that we experience in this country comes from our sales of products to other countries. And don't forget, this is a global,
mm-hmm.
this is a global recession, a global pandemic that we're facing. And I'm thinking that we're going to have to hunker down for a while. This is very serious because we rely on others to buy our products. And so I'm thinking that, as I say, we need to not worry about the future. We need to. My advice to the business community is you reduce the expenses to the bare minimum. If you can increase revenues, I know some of the people, my clients in the restaurant industry, are offering carryout. Number three, conserve cash to cover only what's necessary. And for gosh sakes, don't increase your debt to support your losses. Because when you come out of this, if you're further in debt, it's just going to exacerbate the solution, you know. So that's my words to my fellow man, my business community, and that is, we will get through this.
But Jim, what about those businesses that have had to completely shut down? And there are a lot of them, especially with the governor ordering non-essential businesses, and that's taken some doing to figure out who's essential and who's not. But those retailers, for example, or manufacturers that aren't essential have had to shut their doors for at least 3 weeks and maybe longer. How do they survive this?
Well, there are a lot of businesses that are not going to survive. It's that simple. The business that's going to survive is the business that has operated and has made money and has war chested that money and built a reserve. And my goodness, we've had several years of prosperity here. And if business owners should have thought that, you know, eventually I'm going to need cash, and those businesses that have got a reserve or have got credit lines that are open, that can get through this period of time, they're going to make it. The other ones, they're not going to make it. You can't perpetually live in the future, as I've said in the two books that I've written on the subject, Bankrupt and the Culture of Debt. You know, we are a society that has lived on debt, our national debt. What a terrible time for our nation to go through this. Our national debt is at the highest level that it has been, I think, certainly in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, so we're leveraged. So my advice to the person who is in business is conserve your cash, and hopefully we will get through this. Not hopefully we will get through this, but hopefully we'll get through it in within a reasonable period of time. We are a wonderful society. We carved this nation out of nothing. We start with more than nothing now, so we should be able to carve it out again.
Jim, those are the words we needed to hear this morning. I appreciate you sharing them with us. Good advice. It's we want everything to be better right away, don't we?
We do, and we have as I pointed out at the beginning, I don't call it a problem. The members of our society are youth. We have a lot of youth that have never been through any kind of a tough time.
Absolutely,
you know? And so it's always been up to the youth of our society to solve the problems, and we can help them solve the problems by those of us who have been through the different circumstances I related earlier and lived through them. Say, my God, I got through the Depression, the Dust Bowl, and all that kind of stuff. We need to give an example to our younger members of our society that this too shall pass.
Reading a book by James McTavia might just help them do that.
Could be.
Which of your books would you suggest for this particular time?
Well, I would be honest with you and say Bankrupt or Culture, but not really. My recently released book called One-Eyed Kings is about solving personal problems of health and learning that you're not alone when you have a financial or a personal problem. We all have problems. And as I said, Joe Walsh, the famous Eagles, played the song and made it famous, One Day at a Time. We need to live in the present.
Yeah.
My God, we've got enough problems to solve in the present, let alone worrying about the future. And that's kind of the message about coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're worried about a future that we are not in. if we can just solve today's problems and learn to live with today's problems, we're going to be better people, we'll be a better nation, we'll be a better society.
I absolutely agree, 100%. Jim, great talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for sharing your time.
Yes.
Take care. Bye now.